Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, hosted on Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I believe God is truly the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/InspiredMediaForYou. www.blogtalkradio.com, Inspired Media for You. I want you to know that if you have missed this past month, wow, we have enjoyed a rich time in our Shape Up series, and we're excited about today's installment and our in-studio guest. We want you to know that this is an awesome opportunity for you to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. Take a moment, write on someone's Facebook wall, send an inbox message, send a tweet, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast, because today's subject is really rich. We're talking about the power of who you can always count on. And that's significant and important as it relates to birthing your vision and achieving your goals and living your dreams. Please allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. We will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time We welcome your questions and comments. This will lend to an interactive environment. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. Again, send that tweet right on someone's Facebook wall, send a DM message in a bottle or a carrier pigeon. We want you to know that we appreciate your support with extending our outreach, and we extend our sincere thanks. As we prepare to jump into today's broadcast, I want you to know you definitely want to get your notepad, pens, tablets, iPads, laptops, whatever you need to do. Pull it out. Why? So that you can be prepared to soak in the richness of what will be shared on today's broadcast. I know this to be true because this beautiful light that we have sharing with us on Motivational Mondays, and actually two lights, but I'm bringing in the first light, and she will bring in the next. And I want you to know that when I initially met this individual, and I am so mad at the enemy because he was trying to strip her of the gift that God has placed in her, but let me share with you about Raquel Rocky Herring, making history as the first black female Mouseketeer on Disney's hit 90s show, The Mickey Mouse Club. Anybody remember The Mickey Mouse Club? Raquel Rocky Herring made her way into the music scene after being the first teen to reign as champion for 10 consecutive weeks on Ed McMahon's Star Search. Anybody remember Star Search? Winning both championship titles of Best Teen Vocalist and Best Teen Performer. Not only is Miss Rocky a phenomenal and talented singer, she is also an amazing actress on the silver screen. You might recognize her from her picture on Nora's Hair Salon, where she played Jill Carson alongside of Tatiana Ali, Jennifer Lewis, and Pamela Jones. We're going to hear more about who Rocky is, but without further ado, and we're going to get more of who she is as an artist, I want to bring in today's in-studio guest on Motivational Mondays, my girl, who I love so much, Miss Rocky. Welcome to Motivational Monday.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I so appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. It is truly an honor to have you to return. You've actually been on Motivational Mondays with us previously, and so this is, you know, an opportunity for us to reconnect with where you are in this season, what's happening on your journey and the gift and call that God has called you to. I know that you have someone special in the wing standing by. Would you like to bring in our second guest? Tell us who you have joining you on today's broadcast.
I have a great person who is just so awesome, such a blessing in my life. I'm so grateful because, you know, as we discussed before, you know, when you're a talent, you definitely need someone who truly believes in what you're doing, who believes in the calling, who believes in your gift, who just believes in you and who's behind you 100% and is not trying to, you know, be in the forefront or trying in any way to just be in the way, but be part of that way of, you know, you reaching your goal. So, and I'm just so grateful. It's my manager, Steve. Steven Wimberly.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
hello,
you,
Mr. Steven.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, in my opening, I shared that when Rocky and I first had the opportunity to meet, I met her. We were on a retreat. And the enemy was really trying to steal this beautiful anointed gift. You know, we heard about the early accolades, you know, with Ed McMahon and Star Search and the Mouseketeers and all of that. And the enemy was trying to rob what had been confirmed early on. So I know that this season is extra special because you had to break through some stuff, would you say?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Just a little bit of stuff, just a little bit.
A whole lot of little bit. We say a little bit.
And, you know, with that, I know that there's such a richness on your journey and so much that you can share. What would you say to encourage someone listening in? You know, of course, Motivational Mondays is about really through our testimonies and our stories, encouraging someone that's listening in that may be thinking, you know, I can relate to there being this robbing of my gifts. I'm not feeling confident in what God has placed in me. What would you say to someone that may be dealing with that, Rocky, as it relates to breaking through?
Breaking through. Whew. Well, I can say it's not easy, but glory to God. You know, I'm learning more and more what that scripture means when he says, in your weakness, I am strong. You know, I am your strength. I get it, because we really can't do it on our own. You really can't rely on your own strength. You really going to have to. And for me, that was a place where I was weak. I was just broken in that place. And just being around people who weren't going to allow me to shrink back. And who were like, you're going to own this gift, dang it. And then to just have the strength of the Lord to, like, from there, push me through. I would just say, you know, you just got to go for it. You know, you're going to have to come to that point where you just open up and just and let it happen and not hold it back, because it's what God has given you, and you must give it back.
You know, and I appreciate that because, of course, and we are going to allow the audience who may not be familiar with your gift to hear your latest release. But when I think about you truly, and this is how you identify yourself as well, and it really is you, you embody this, the platinum pipe, the unconventional style of praise and, you know, the part pixie and part rocker and the sincerity of the worshiper in you. And when I think about that, because that truly, you embody that. And when you think about that, the enemy tried to rob this world of the platinum pipes, of the gift that God has placed in you and having to break through. What wisdom would you give to someone who, you know, again, is struggling? Because I know the battle, some of the battle, some of the journey. And Steve, when you want to jump in, feel free, because I want others to be encouraged by your story of understanding, if I can break through, knowing the stuff. They don't have to know all the backdrop. It's not their business. You know, whatever you want to share is up to you. But, you know, there's some stuff that you had to break through. And I know you said it's not easy. And understanding God's word at a different degree. Any additional wisdom that you would share around that, now being on the other side?
I'm thinking, this should be easy for me to say. You're going to have to follow your heart. That's all I can say. You got to follow your heart. Maybe Steve has something better at this point than what I'm able to articulate right now, but I'm trying to fight through. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I totally agree with what you're saying. You do have to follow your heart, and you have to trust the Lord. You know, if he put this up, He gives the gift. He's the ultimate gift giver. And then he gives the assignment, what to do with the gift. And just trust in that, because it doesn't seem like you know, we talk about getting to the other side, but it's really like a constant journey. You know, you make some you get some distance and you can look over your shoulder and you see, wow, look how far the Lord has brought me. But, you know, getting still, you know, the mission that the Lord gives is still so vast that, you know, we're not even close to the other side yet. You know, we're still going, but we can see where he's brought us and where we're moving it to, and just keep following that path, that lit path.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I love, and go right ahead, Rocky, because I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that I love the wisdom that you are sharing in that you said follow your heart. And I know for you, your heart is truly your music.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this gift God has given you connects with the music. That's your heart. Share
mm-hmm.
with us a little bit about how your latest release came about. We're talking about, of course, the power of who you can always count on. Of course, you can share with them about the single, the release that we're going to share. But
mm-hmm.
what would you share about this project, you and Steve?
Well, I'd share from when we were going back to, you know, breaking through, I was really going through a difficult time. And it seemed like, when I look back, it seemed like a long time I was going through this. And you just didn't realize it at the moment. But it's just like just being... My esteem was down, my confidence was down, and mostly, more than anything, not so much as a person, but just in my gift. And you're so right when you say the enemy was trying to, you know, attacking it, trying to steal it. And even those, like, closest to me, I mean, when I really think about it, those closest to me, who I really thought would be the champions for me, were really the ones that were participating in the taking it from me, because I think they wanted it maybe so much for me. Just I don't know what it was, but that I think that's where a lot of my hurt, a lot of my brokenness came from. I just don't want to do this anymore. And it's not so much just the industry, because the industry is just another thing of itself, and it's not the most exciting part when I think you're in that area of trying to move forward. Because there's so much that goes on that I don't particularly agree with. But in getting to this point, I was just going through a hard time personally. And the whole world, it seemed like, was just falling apart. Everything I knew, it was changing. Everything I thought, it was different. I didn't, like, where do I stand? But glory to God that I had been in the Word, because I really saw that Word come and rescue me, come rescue me out of this rubble that has just blown up in my face, and there's nothing that I could do. I can't save this. I can't change it. What do I do? And I have to go through it. But without going through it, I can't see how I would have gotten here to not be in a religion with Jesus or God, to be in a relationship with Jesus, you know, to be in a relationship with Him who created me, Him who gave me these gifts to be able to go out and share with the world. I didn't want to do music anymore. I had hated it. I hated the business. I hate what it felt like it was doing to my relationships personally, because I'm really involved. I'm wrapped up in it. And there's nothing I can do about not being wrapped up in it. But what I'm wrapped up in now is the praise and worship. I don't know if it's so much the music per se. I mean, that's what drives it. That's what gives me the beat and all that stuff to write those words that is in my heart for the Lord. And it's really the praise and worship. And I didn't know that that's where I was going, because, again, like I was saying, I was trying to not do music. I did not like it. I did not like singing anymore. I felt like almost it was like a curse, because what can I do with it? I always feel like I'm in this box. I can't get out. But, you know, I think just being in that Word and being where I was, I started feeling this desire to sing, to do music again. And at this time, I'm saying, no, Lord, I don't want to do this. I would do anything else but this. This is the thing I don't want to do. And this was the very thing the Lord kept coming at me with. And I was to the point where, Lord, I don't even want to really talk to you. I prefer, if we're going to talk, and this is what we have to talk about. I'd just rather not talk to you at all. I do not want to do this with everything in me. I didn't want to do it. And, you know, you talk about the birthing and birthing the dream, and I can feel it, like, growing on the inside of me. It's getting bigger. It's getting stronger, like it's going to burst through me. If I do not submit to this, how am I ever going to be happy? Because right now I can't rest. I don't really have the peace I would like to have because everything is tumultuous around me. My whole world has collapsed here. I don't know where I'm going, coming, what's happening. And now I have this upon me as well to get peace and to deal with, basically. It's growing on this inside of me, and I can't kill it. I know you guys talk about it in Boss, like aborting it. I can't get rid of it. It's not going anywhere. And just one day, I submit it. in worship, I just had to just accept the fact that I'm not going to be left alone about this. And if I want peace, if I want to rest, I'm going to have to submit. So I submitted to the Lord that I will do music, I will sing again. And from that moment that I got up off that floor, I began to write. When I wrote some things before, a couple of lines, I didn't really care for it. But these songs I really liked. And I began to create in ways I had not created before. It's like a new part of my world had opened up, a new place in life where there's some light had opened up where I could pour out my heart. And I had these songs, and I just started working on it. And I remember even with Steve. Steve will tell you his part. I mean, we were pretty much in the same place. And I think by the time I had realized and had submitted, we had to get it was bringing Steve in on this blessing and open get him to that place where the Lord had gotten me now, you know. And I had a song from him that I didn't think was a song for me at all, and it was the first song I had written, and I loved it. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I could hear everything at one time, though. I could hear the words, I could hear the background, I could hear the melody, I could hear, you know, the different harmonies of the background. It's like I heard everything at once, and it was coming at me so fast. I was like, whoa, is this what writing has been like all along? I felt like I had been missing out. Like, this is the one time I felt like all those years I was really missing out on writing because I didn't know it was like this. But then it just came back. The songs I had, it just kept coming, and I didn't know when I would write, what time. Sometimes it was 3 a.m. Sometimes, you know, it's, you know, 1 a.m. in the morning. A lot of times it happens in the morning. And it's just so amazing just being available to say, Lord, what do you have for me to say? Because I never knew. I didn't know the track. I didn't know what he was going to have me say, but I know it was in my heart. And once we started, it's just like my heart is just pouring out to say, God, I'm so amazed by you. I'm just in awe of you, how you would change my life, how you would grab me out this rubble of this horrible situation that I was in. That, my God, and it, you know, trouble can come around your way. You don't have to, you know, go look for it. It's like some people, I'm like, don't go look for it. You're going to have trials and tribulations on your own. You don't have to go out there and get it. And these were just my trials. These were just the things that I was just going to have to go through. But I'm so grateful for it because I'm here. I'm here with the Lord. I'm alive. I'm able to use my voice. I'm able to encourage people. And it gets me emotional because the Lord has done for me. And it just amazes me. So I'm going to stop talking so I can recover. And you go ahead, Steve.
And, you know, I have to say, as Steve is coming in, that I appreciate you sharing your passion, sharing your heart, being so transparent, because I know that it wasn't easy to make that decision to get on the other side when you are feeling broken and just all of this stuff. And that's what we're talking about here today on Motivational Mondays, the power of who you can always count on. And, of course, Rocky is sharing that for her, that is the Lord. For you, it may be something else, but for her, it is the Lord. And she's sharing with you the power of a relationship with God and how she has overcome this battle of the enemy trying to rob her of her gift. And I have to say that truly, without question, mark my words, Rocky is one to really watch for. You know, I remember when I reconnected or connected with her, as I was sharing, and Steve is coming in next, as I was sharing, we were at a retreat, in a retreat environment. And when Rocky began to sing, the pureness, the earnestness of her heart, and as I reflect sincerely right now in this moment, I go back to that and I get goosebumps, because this gift of the platinum pipes is amazing. And she was singing without music, the earnestness of her heart, just giving worship to God. I remember she was singing "Because of Who You Are," and it was like the heavens just opened up. And I shared that for those listening in to know that because of that effect in her gift, with her gift, that's why the enemy tried to shut it down. You're listening in right now, and you're in a battle. You're trying to figure out, how will I get out of this stuff, this heaviness of stuff? And I want you to know that that's the enemy trying to shut you down. He doesn't want the world to benefit from what you have to offer. And we want to encourage you today on Motivational Mondays to know that if we can break through, so can you. Be encouraged. Amen. Don't give up. Don't quit. Know that God has a call on your life, and although you may have to go through some stuff, the stuff will make you stronger, and you learn the greater power of truly who you can always count on, and that is the Lord. Steve, what would you like to add to what we've been speaking about?
Wow, you know, it's just, you know, it's just heart touching when I listen to Rocky, just express to us, like her testimony or what she's gone through or her process. And you talked about the earnestness that's within her heart. You can hear it. I mean, even from the day that you heard her singing at the retreat to even when she explains it or shares her testimony, and even, again, if she were singing on stage, each time she sings on stage, I get caught up in the goosebumps and just in the worship. It's amazing. A lot of times I'll, you know, as manager, I'm videotaping it so we can have the archive. And then I'll find myself in worship, you know, messing up the videotape, you know, later on, because, you know, because I'm singing along. And but that just pure worship unto the Lord, like, she is not showcasing herself ever. She's in a direct connection with the Lord. And it's just amazing to me. It's amazing.
It really is amazing. And you know, go right ahead, Steve.
Well, no, I was just going to just kind of touch in a little bit on, she had mentioned we were kind of in the same place. But the fact that, you know, when it's like that obedience, like the Lord has called you, and like she's saying, like, God, Lord, no, I don't want to sing, you know, I'll do anything but that. And then to reach over to me, I'm like, Rocky, I know how talented you are. I know how lazy. Why are you calling me, you know, out of all people, you know, I'm, you know, to help produce your records, and why are you choosing me? And I'm really wasn't, you know, didn't want to have much to do with music either, but the fact that she, I don't know why she chose me. And then later, I didn't know why. I realized it was the Lord that was saying, hey, look, you know, because she could have been anywhere else, but the Lord, you know, told her specifically me. Mm-hmm. And then it was for me to submit, and I submitted, of course, and, you know, and I guess, I know, it's kind of emotional when you think about it. because then at that moment, you know, I knew that I'm connected. Like this is it. I'm going on this journey, you know, for the Lord. And I'm kind of like the bulldozer. It kind of pays, like, pushes the way. The Lord lights the way, and I just come through and clear the path so she can come. And I don't know. So I'm just grateful. And I think what I want people to get from that is that when the Lord gives you an assignment, you know, when he calls you, then you just got to trust and be obedient and go through with it, even when it doesn't seem like something that you may want to do or something that you'd like to do or something that you can even do, that you may not even be able to do it. Because, you know, that was, again, one of my things, like, can, you know, like platinum pipes. Yeah, am I on the level to even be in the same, you know, presence, like, in terms of professionally with someone with this type of skill and talent, you know. But, see, it all comes from the Lord, you know, anyway. He downloads it and he gives it to us. So I think within that obedience, you'll find that the Holy Spirit works through you and your strength is not your own. He comes and supports it. You get all the support that you need to do the task that he has you do.
Mm-hmm. And that is so true. And, you know, I think that this is a great opportunity to set up the song that we're about to soak in, because I know wherever you are, you're going to get caught up, and I have been grooving to it continuously. Always count on you. So share with us about the song. Set it up as we prepare to play it for our listening audience, and then we'll open up our broadcast to take some questions.
Okay. Well, Always Count on You is a song off my album called Always Count on You. I think it was maybe the third or fourth song that I had written when my heart is, you know, settling into this. Wow, I am really, like, writing these songs. And it's just saying that no matter what, Lord, no matter what, I truly can always count on you. You don't change. You're the same. I can read your word. I can sit and talk with you. You comfort me. You love me. You take care of me. And I truly, when I have nobody else, or if I feel like I have nobody else, I have you, because I can always count on you. There you go. That's the song.
Ooh, I love it. So let us now listen to Rocky.
Always.
Always count on you.
This is the day the Lord made. Celebrate his goodness each day. Lift your hands up to him and say, you're my everything. He is my Lord and Savior. Above him there's nothing greater. He's worthy of all my worship and all of my praise. I gotta let you know you captivated my soul. You are my miracle. Your word reached through me. Your love forever will be. It's written down for me to see. You are the love and change me all of my days. I had always count on you for you.
And
Now, I know that Always Count on You was like a soothing balm for your ears and your soul, an unforgettable worship experience. I know you were tapping your feet and getting your little groove on. I know that I was. I'm always blessed every time I hear it. So share with
Amen.
Our global listening audience, how can they, obviously, one, get social with Rocky and get the song, get the album, get the music of these platinum sites?
Well, you can get social with me by going to RaquelHerring.com, RaquelHerring.com. And there you can finally get involved in social with me at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and I guess maybe some other place, I'm not sure. And then you want to even get my album from there as well, or you can also get it from iTunes, download it from iTunes, and I believe all online retailers. I know for sure Amazon, Google Play, online retailers.
I love your fire, Rocky. You know you are my girl. She is just this energy that is just so unpredictable. Isn't she, Steve?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
She's unpredictable.
Totally unpredictable. Totally. That's kind of what that energy, though, is kind of what I guess it kind of pushes us forward too, because we're able to bounce that off each other and be creative and
mm-hmm.
get things done that way.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to take this time to invite our global listening audience. This is a time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. If you have a question or a comment, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are sitting at your electronic device, you do need to dial in, and you would dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, and we welcome your interaction. So don't be shy. Definitely chime in. Meanwhile, we're going to continue our conversation, our dialogue that we're having. I want to ask both Rocky and Steve, what would you say is the greatest life lesson that you've learned to date? Greatest life lesson.
Trust the Lord.
Ooh.
Trust
yeah.
the Lord and honor the Lord. You know, you got to know where your honor is. You know, and that's one thing I learned in this is honoring Him. Because when I looked at things after spending time with the Lord and being with Him, because it's not that I wasn't going to church. I was going to church so I knew the Word. But you know what? I was someplace else in the Word. I wasn't in that relationship spot with the Lord. And now having gone through what I have gone through, being in that relationship is so much different than just simply hearing it or just, you know, reading it from time to time, you know, you hear scripture out here. But, I mean, really being soaked in, really just being connected to just converse with the Lord. And at that moment, you know, I wanted to know what happened, Lord. Tell me some things, these things I need to work on. And one of the things I thought was honor. I was honoring someone else so much I forgot about myself. That first me, and then, well, not firstly, but mostly I was honoring that person, and I really wasn't focused on the Lord the way I thought I was, because everything, I should have been giving everything to the Lord.
Yeah, I think that's definitely key. And also, you know, a lot of times we don't, for me, I think it's the same, like honoring the Lord, but a lot of times we can put so many layers in front of the Lord, and you don't realize it, but, you know, you start honoring yourself, and you become your own idol. And so I've learned to be able to, you know, recognize those things and put those things to rest, you know, so that there's nothing before the Lord.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And what would you say is, I don't know, the greatest message around today's subject of power of who you can always count on that you would want for one to be encouraged and inspired around. It may still be your greatest life lesson, or it may be something else that you would like to share a little bit of greater insight or wisdom around today's subject.
Yeah.
It's so much. That's the thing. You can't just lock it in on one. There's so many messages. He's just the one. He's just the one. He's just everything. And it's so important for us to read our word. And believe me, there's times when I'm on it and there's times when I ain't nowhere around it. You know what I'm saying? In the process of reading. I'll be honest, and just in this ministry thing, just doing this alone, this ministry, it's not something to be taken lightly. Like, this is serious business. Like, the more I'm in it, the more I'm realizing how serious it is, because initially when coming into it singing, I didn't realize my job, too, had become ministering. See, I agreed, but see, as I agreed, I started realizing there was more stuff that's coming with what I agreed to. I didn't know. And so I'm realizing that this is ministry, and this is it's a different level of things when you're dealing with ministry. It's one thing, business, it's another thing, all this. But ministry, this is serious. And this is really serious in battle. It's really serious in leading people to Jesus, leading people to salvation, to not be what people see, but that you will be. They can't not like when I'm singing up there, it's not about, don't look at me. My goal is to bring you, have you see Jesus, open your heart to Jesus. It's praise and worship. It's ministering his word, ministering his power, his love, his grace, his mercy, where one can receive it and open their heart to it to receive it. It's just a big deal. I know I got off subject or something because I went, I was just like, why did he choose me? Who am I to even be ministering to somebody? It took me a moment to even, I'm still working through that. So I think I was trying to answer your question, but I got off, went somewhere else.
No, but you know what I love is that you're being real in that it's hard to just put it in a capsule. It's hard to just give it one nugget. And I love that you're bringing a greater fullness around the significance of the relationship and really growing in that relationship in various ways. And for you, the way that you bring that through your gift, of course, is through the worship and really allowing God to speak through you. Because do you write all of your songs? Like the song we just heard, Always Count on You, is that a Rocky original? Did you write that?
I did. That's what I'm saying. It opened up a place in me I honestly didn't know really existed. I didn't think that I could write songs. And it was just pouring out of me. Pow, pow, pow. And I'm like, whoa, is this for real? I mean, I felt like an onlooker a lot of times. I felt like I was just watching this process happen outside of myself because it would blow my mind. I couldn't believe it.
And what I love about that, Rocky, is that, and this is something that individuals should really hear and recognize, that when you are fulfilling your assignment, when you're doing what God has called you to, it's not easy. Like you said, I had to go through a lot of stuff to get to this place, to allow the floodgates to be open, to get to this place, for God to use the platinum pipes and to say yes and to continue to grow and be strengthened in his presence. And, what's interesting is so often on our journey, we want it to be easy, quick, fast, and in a hurry, and we step away from understanding that, for example, and I love to always give this illustration, natural birth and connecting that with spiritual birth, birthing one's dream and fulfilling your goals, that there is this pain that woman goes through. I'm an only child. And I'm an only child because my mom said the pain threshold was so great that it's like, okay, shut the factory down, burn, cut tie, that's it, one. You know, the pain was so great to bring forth the baby. And spiritually, mm-hmm. we fail to recognize the same, that sometimes you got to go through a lot of pain and suffering, a lot of stuff to get mm-hmm. on the other side, because the enemy's not going to make it easy. Like with mm-hmm. you, he desired to shut down those platinum pipes, to strip you of your confidence in your gift and power with that mm-hmm. early start of all of this recognition to try mm-hmm. to get you to shut it down. And now look at what God is doing. Steve, I know you were ready to jump in, and I just
yeah.
had to bring that connection. Go right ahead, sir. Get in there.
No, but that was,
there, Steve.
That was so on point, because you talk about the early start, then you talk about the enemy trying to shut it down, but then let's look at how God worked it all out. Look at how the Lord preserved Rocky and her platinum pipes. So, like, there's no sign of her voice diminishing. There's no sign of her personality. All of a sudden, she just doesn't have the vibrant personality. It's everything is intact for right now, and he's carrying away. That's what I find amazing when I look at it. When I look back over everything, I look from the beginning to now, like, wow, the Lord just, like, saved you. Because she could have had a different route. She could have went through Disney, and she could have ended up on some TV show, and, you know, she could have ended up with a platinum or a major recording label, which she was on a major recording label. She could have ended up out there, and it just could have been a whole different path. But the Lord, like, set her aside, set her apart, said, hold on, wait a minute, this one right here, set her aside, and just waited until now, and then gave her. I remember when she wasn't writing, and she was just singing. It's all of a sudden, like just like she said, in the middle of the night, writing full songs. And I'm like, she wrote this? I remember when she wasn't, you know, she would sing the melody, and then she'd be ready to go, to, like, this different work ethic, where now she's, like, singing the background part. She's coming up with arrangements. She's, like, and it's just amazing. Again, the Lord, like, just set her aside, preserved her for this moment right now. And we've gone a long way and been through a lot to get to where we are. And there's still mm-hmm. a lot. There's still a ways that we need to go. But mm-hmm. let me tell you something. She's equipped. And he picked her, and he preserved her, and he has her just perfectly in place to do his will right now. And we are completely submitted to what it is. And it doesn't always feel good, because it can be frustrating. You know, because all we want to do is share. We want to share the love of God through song and through mm-hmm. Ministry and through words. We want to share God's word. Like, should that be hard? But we can, you know, that shouldn't be hard, right? Just, but it's hard.
Even in the church.
Even in the church.
And you know what I love about what you're sharing is that it brings out this real key that I think everyone should really get, that whatever God has placed in you is for an appointed time.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
So now understanding that this is the appointed time, all of what the journey was, because truly Rocky is definitely one to watch on the gospel music scene, no question about it. The Platinum Pipes, you are going to hear more of her sounds, her music, and the groundbreaking that she will bring to her music. I want you to know, if you're just tuning in to Motivational Mondays, wow, you've missed a great show, but you're here, and maybe something you've heard, you now want to chime in. Our lines are open. This is the time in our broadcast when we do, again, invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. If you're on your electronic device, you do need to call in. We have a few moments, and we invite you to chime in. Dial 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Can you share with us what's next on the horizon? What do you have in the hopper that you can share? Give us a little peek.
Woo! We have new music. We have new music reaching far out beyond the church walls. Amen. That's what I got.
I love that because God is
totally not
really
totally.
Developing. I love it because he's really developing the evangelist in you. Obviously, I know that not only is there the anointed gift, but there is a minister in you, the evangelist. And so the fact that you're saying he's breaking out of the walls of the church, he's going to allow you to connect with and touch those that wouldn't normally be touched. And that's where we have to be at peace and one with the gift that he has given us, and we bring it in the way that he's given us. I remember early on in my speaking career, I had someone share with me, they said, you have a gift, but be careful to use the gift, to bring the gift in the way that God has given it to you. Don't, it's all this about not trying to compare and not trying to be this person, that person, but being at peace and one with who you are and what God has placed on the inside of you. Oh, I am loving this richness of dialogue that we are sharing today on Motivational Monday. Any other thoughts?
Well, I think you said something like really great. You like it's being who you are, and I think that's like one of the points when you were talking about like what can I say to someone encouraged. You know, so many things. It's just so vast, and one of those is like that contentment. Who I am. First, knowing who am I. What is my gift? And secondly, being content with it, not comparing it to someone else. Being content where I am, knowing that I'm growing and moving forward to where God would have me be. And not just so, just for it, but also how am I getting there? That I'm getting there with the Lord. And so, sure, it may be slow. It may be, it's not easy getting that baby through. But we're going to get there. And how we get in there, that's what, you know, I believe that's what God is really wants, is getting there the right way.
I love that. Steve, any thoughts around that? You know, when Rocky was sharing that, it really reminded me of a story that my bishop administered, and he spoke about a tailwind. Because, you know, so often we get caught up and think, I'm behind time, I'm behind God, I'm not moving, progressing fast enough. And he gave this beautiful story that sticks with me and has been such an encouragement for me on my journey. I think it really connects here in what we're talking about, that regardless of what it may appear, he gave this story about going to the airport, the flight being delayed. He had a press to get on the other side at a specific time because of a speaking engagement. He gets on the plane, and clearly the plane is like over, quote, unquote, an hour late. Gets on the plane. The pilot says, you know, although we're getting a late start, we're still actually going to arrive to our destination in more than enough time. We're going to actually arrive ahead of time because of the tailwinds, which, of course, accelerate. And so I want to encourage someone listening in. Maybe you're feeling like, I'm behind schedule. I'm not on schedule. I mean, it's too late for me. I don't know where to go from here because I've had so many setbacks. You're right on time. Continue the journey. Know that in God's timing, he would align us where he would have us to be at an appointed time. So trust him to accelerate you with the tailwind of Christ that will align you right where you need to be in the moment that he has predestined for you. Steve, any closing thoughts and remarks as we prepare to bring this installment? Oh, my, it's so how quickly an hour goes by.
Wow. Yeah, that was quick. No, you know what? I just had to say amen to that because that actually ministered to me personally.
Me too.
That story. And because you're right, oftentimes you do feel like you're running behind. You know, for myself, you know, you have career goals. You have things that you want to do. You want to reach certain goals or plateaus by a certain age or different things. And so we actually end up limiting ourselves because we're more so worried about meeting these standards that we have put upon ourselves. But think of it in the terms that you just put, like that tailwind, how that tailwind can actually – you know, get you there quicker than you think. But even more importantly,
the part that you mentioned about, like, being at the appointed place at the time that the Lord wants you there, like, you're right on time. And you think about Jonah, you know, and his story is a little different because he was trying to run, but yet and still, he was still put where the Lord wanted him at the time the Lord wanted him. And I kind of walk away very encouraged mm-hmm. by what you just shared with us.
Yeah, I needed that too. I did. That was good. That was good. Man, I was almost, oh, I can't even give, what I want to say more. No, that's it.
Right.
I love it. That. Well, I want to, and I thank you both, and I want to, again, make sure that our global listening audience knows how to connect, how to get the Platinum Pipes, the music of the Platinum Pipes. Remind us, how do we make that connection?
Well, you can reach me at RaquelHerring.com, RaquelHerring.com. The same on Facebook as well. And then you can buy my album, the songs, at iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, online retailers. I'm there.
And also, I'd like to add, Raquel is available for bookings, and you can also go to the website. Or you can call direct at 310-359-5375. And that would be my number, Stephen.
Stephen's number.
Yes. Thank you again so much. Looking forward to more on the horizon. I know that God has some great things in the hopper for you. I'm going to close out today's broadcast. And it is exciting, right? It's totally excited, as I shared with you. Mm-hmm. Excited is excited. And so as we close out today's broadcast, we want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, hosted on and presented by Inspired Media for You. Continue to tune in from week to week. We bring you rich and empowering programming. Want you to know that next week we reconvene in our Shape Up series, and you don't want to miss it because God is continuously empowering us and impacting our lives on our journey. We're preparing as well. Want to put the bug foo in your ear for you to begin planning now for our next Shape Up Win shop scheduled, and finalized plans have been made already for January 2017. If you want some additional information, visit CoachAdams.com. CoachAdams.com. Always stay mindful that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. And we start that every Monday right here with Motivational Mondays on Inspired Media for You twice a year with our live empowerment workshops, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, and a host of other things in between. Again, we thank you for tuning in to this hour of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays. I coach and you win. Thank you for tuning in.
This is the day the Lord made. Celebrate His goodness each day. Lift your hands up to Him and say, you're my everything. He is my Lord and Savior. Above Him there's nothing greater. He's worthy of all my worship and all of my praise. I gotta let you know you captivated my soul. Through all my miracles, Your love forever will be. It's written down for me to see. You are the love and cherish me all of my days. Unknown, open the door, make him own.